One is you pulled off the whole shell, and one is you only peeled off the part of it. So Rashi learns bekula kosher. If you peeled off the whole shell, then tak it's kosher. The miktsasa posel the menumeru doesn't look so nice. Looks like it's fleckled with flecks. It doesn't look so nice. It's not hodu. Tosis learns just the opposite. That if you peel off the whole thing, then it's posel. Only a miktsas, then it's kosher. But now this type of peeling
from the top.
From the whole esrog, all around the esrog.
All around.
Yeah. So now this type of peeling we're talking about, really we don't know exactly what it is. But on the esrog we have, there are like two layers. There's the inner layer of the esrog, that of course can't be missing anything. If the esrog, the fruit itself, is missing something, it's possum. There's some mamash, the outer layer of the esrog is like a thin a membrane around the esrog. So if you take just that off, that's not called part of the pre. So nothing is called missing. It's only a problem, does it look nice or not? So if you take off even most of it, but as long as some part is still left over, still it's kosher. So there's a shchiyadika problem sometimes. You have the esrogim, you hit something, it falls, or you touch it too much, sometimes you can tell like the glare of it went away. It doesn't look so nice that the other part of the esrog does. So say that's the pshat that the outer layer like of the film there came off it. But it's still kosher though. That's this gemara. As long as you have some left over, still it's kosher. But then, of course, the question is, you have to make sure it didn't go through and through inside already to take off a piece, a part of the esrog itself. Because if you touch part of the esrog, that's chosar, that would be posel. Just here, niklaf means the outer, like, layer. The outer membrane. Then nistak, the Mishnah says, nistak, if it's a crack throughout the whole esrog, or else nikiv, if you have a hole through the esrog, then it's posel. Now, toni ula bar chanina. Nikev means nekev mefulish. If you have a hole that goes through from one side of the esrog to the other side of the esrog, it goes straight through, then it's b'mashu. No matter how small the hole is, it's possible. And now we're talking about it's not chos saklum. Nothing is missing. Like if you take a needle and just stick it straight through the esrog, no part of the fruit is missing. You just like pushed it aside. So now, but if it goes through and through from one side to the other side, still it's possible. Ma'ashenkin ha'she'enim ha'foolish. Let's say the hole does not go through from one side to the other side. You can't see straight through. Then b'chisr. Then it's only possible if it's wide, like the size of an isr, which is like a small coin. Those has to be a little bit width to the hole. And again, providing we're talking about no part of the fruit itself is missing. You like took a big peg and knocked it into the esrog. So no part of the fruit came out. Everything is inside. You just squashed it in. So then the locher is, it's kosher, unless the hole is the size of a kisser, the size of a coin. So Rashi learns, Tani ula b'achanina, anikev v'loi chosakoi, demach shetana demastitin. Our Mishnah says that if you have a hole, and nothing is missing of the fruit itself, is kosher. Now, v'yosahai tana l'meymar, our ula wants to teach us, the im of foolish, who mitzid l'tzid, if the hole goes straight through from one side to the other side, then it's possible b'nek of kolshu. Afilo shomachit, even if it's just a needle, that no part of the fruit came out, still it's possible. What about the nekev she'enim foolish? Let's say the hole does not go through from one side to the other side. Then b'k'isr, that's when it's possible. Im rochav kis apostle, if the hole is wide, the size of a small coin, then it's possible. V'yafal pishna chosaklum, even though no part of the fruit itself is missing. K'goin she'tochav bo yeset ovon, you banged a thick peg into the esrog. That's what our Mishnah says, if you have a nekev, still it's kosher, where it's nothing is chosar, where nothing is missing, it's talking about either that the hole does not go through from one side to the other side, plus it's not the thickness of a kisser. It's less than the size of a coin. Therefore it's kosher. Ma'ashenkin, if you make a hole that any part of the esrog is missing, if it's chos or some part of the fruit, then it's posel. No matter how small is missing, that's posel. Boy, Rav will clear the shower like this. Nolda bi esrog simone treifa mahu. What's going to happen if something happens to the esrog, like we'll soon see, it means it rots away inside, and though inside comes like liquid, comes like juice, what's the halacha? Is it kosher or not? Now this is nagei, the same thing happens by a behemoth. If, let's say, the lung of the behemoth, gets fafoiled inside, gets rotten, and those things comes like water, it's a shalom, it's called a treif or not. So saying, what's going to be if a simon treif, it's a mushroom like, if by an animal, if this would happen to the lungs of the animal would become a treifa, what's going to be the locha by an esrig? If the same thing happens by an esrig. So Mara says now, my kamiboyle, what do you mean to ask? What's your question? In Niklav, if you want to say that the question that the outer skin came off, Tanina, we learned already that that it's possible. And that we said it's only talking about where, well, it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's Bekula v'Miktsasa. In Nistag, if you say it's a crack that goes through the whole Esrig, Tanina, we learned that it's possible. In Nikav, if it's talking about as a whole going through it, Tanina, we also learned. So what's your new question about the Simen Treifa happens in the Esrig, something that would have happened in an animal? Like what type of a new Simen is happening in the Esrig that we didn't learn about in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, yes, Kikami Boyle. You know what he had a question about? Kidiula. Kidiula Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Like Ulu said over there, Rabbi Yechanan. That Reya Shanishbecha Kikitan. What's going to be the locha, the Reya, the lung of the animal? Shanishbecha now comes so rotten away that as mamish could flow Kikitan, like water. It spills over Kikitan like a glass of water. That's what happened to the inside of the lungs. Those things got so rotten away, it became mamish like liquid. The locha is Ksheira. That's not called the Simona Trefa. The animal is still kosher. Since the outer part of the lung is still there, it's only the inner part of the lungs that became rotten, still it's kosher. Rashi says, Nika shenishpecha kikitan, ha'bosa shebutecha krum nimoyach. The inside part of the lung, the meat of the lung, became nimuach, like just melted away. V'nasa kamayim, those things came like water. So there we say it's kosher. V'yama rova, now rova said, that we say their lung becomes like water, still it's kosher. For who the kaima symphonia? It's only if the main tubes are still there. Rashi, that symphonia means that's the main pipes that like bring the blood or bring the let the air come into the lungs. So if the main pipes are still kaim, then we say it's not called the treifa, then it's kosher. But it's a diuk holoi kaima symphonia. Let's say the pipes are not kaim. Even the pipes of the lungs also get rotten away, get melted away, then treifa. Then it's called a treifa. So that's the locha by ureya by the lung. If even the pipes inside also became melted away like water, then the whole thing is treifa. Rashi says, holoi kaima simfuna treifa. Alma misimona treifu. We see this is also called one of the types of treifas. If you have the lung of the animal, that those things melted away became like water, the inside of it, even the pipes. So Mar says, now, hochomai, what's going to be the loch if the same thing happens to an esrig? Then what? If the inside of the esrig all turns watery, even though the outside shell you still have, it still feels like an esrig, but no, inside, like rotting away, is melting away. Drashi hochomai, im nimuach v'kaima simfunya. What's going to be the case here also? The inside of the esrig became like water. It's like very soft inside. V'kaima simfunya. But the pipes are still there. Now, what does that mean? Tahainu chedre hazera. The place where the seed is still kayim. Shagarina b'teichem. That the seed of the esrig is inside there. That's still kayim. So what's talocha? In such a case, with all inside of the esrig turned water, it's very fulfilled inside. But just the place where the seeds are, that place is still kayim. That's like daima to the pipes of the lung. So what's talocha? The same way it's kosher by ureya, is it kosher here by esrig or not? You know why by the lung we say it's kosher, it's not called a treifa, even though the inside became watery. Why? Because it's inside the body. No air gets inside there. It could heal itself and it'll become well. That's why it's not called a treifa. Because the lungs, even though the inside of the lungs like melted away, but since no air gets in there, it's inside, it's closed, it could heal up and become better. That's why it's kosher. Avol hocha mashenken by an esrig. Tisholet bo aviro. It's not inside anything. The esrig, the outside of the esrig is in contact with air. So melo maybe sruchim esreches. Maybe it'll just get worse. Since the inside of the esrig started to rot away already, it'll just a smarra, the whole thing is going to rot away. And that's not called the priyetz hodr. Therefore, you're not makayim the mitzvah. Drashi sruchim esreches. Near kevis, it's going to rot away. So since it's going to rot away, that's as far as possible. Oy dil maloshna, maybe no, still it doesn't make a difference. Still right now, the outer shell is here by the esrig, and inside in the middle you have the place where the seeds are still kayim. You still have the pockets where the seeds are inside the esrig, so maybe it's still called a kosher esrig. That's a shaila. If you have a case by an animal, it's kshera, what's going to be the lachar over here? Is it also kosher or not? So Gemara says, Toshima, come, I'll bring you a raya. Esrog tapuach. If you have an esrog that was tapuach, that blew up a little bit. Tapuach means, let's say, like water comes over it, and it blows up. Esrog tapuach. Or else saruach. Or else it got fafoiled. So it started to rot away. Is kavush. What about an esrog that you were kavush? It means you soaked it in water for 24 hours. Or else Rashi learns here, kavush, Rashi Shita always is, a chiddush. Rashi learns, if it soaks in 24 hours in water, that doesn't have a lock of being kavush, of soaking. It's only if it's b'chaymitz. Rashi Shita is, well, whenever Shah says, kavush, something soaked in water, it's lav dafka water. Rashi learns b'chaymitz. It has to soak in vinegar, or else oy b'chardel, else in mustard. Something very strong. But if it soaks for a while in vinegar, then it's also cold like it's cooked already, that's an esrog that's possible. Or else sholok, if it was cooked very much. Rashi says sholok means mevushal v'yosev or b'reiskin. It was cooked for a long time in very hot water. That's called sholok. Or else kushi. Let's say you have a black esrog. Lovin, you have a white esrog. These are simoni posel. Even if you have any flecks, any spots on the esrog that's black or that's white, that's simoni psul. Or menumar. Or else you have spots throughout the esrog. Look, flecks over it. Posel. These are all esrogim that are posel. So we'll soon see about what it means by tefuach and tzeruach. What does it mean? It's blown up and it's rotting away. Now, esrei kekader, what's going to be if you have an esrei looking like a ball? Now, it's completely round. It doesn't have the shape of an esrei that we have. It's completely round, kekader. Halach is takas posel. It's no good. Trashi, ha'osu kimin kader ogul kekader. If you have an esrei that's round like a ball, halach is posel. It's no good. Esrei has to have a shape like a migdol, has to have a shape to it. The Yeshurim, some say, Af Hatiyum, even a Tiyum is also possible. A Tiyum means two Esroigim growing together like a twin. Trashi Shnayim Devukim Yachin. If you have two Esroigim growing together, stuck together, that's also possible. It's no good. Esrig Ha Boiser. What's going to be the Esrig that's so small like a Boiser? Always by grace you have the Shia of a Boiser. Rashi says that's Kotin Kapula Lovim, like a white bean. It's so small, you have a very small esrog that sounds like a white bean. What's the locha? Is Rabbi Kiva poisel? Kiva says it's poisel. It's not called a pri yet. The chachamim achshirim. The chachamim say no, it's kosher. It's called a pri already. You could be yoy to the mitzvah. Gidloy b'defus. What's going to be if you grow the esrog and when the esrog is very small, you put a mold around the esrog? So when the esrog grew, it grew according to your mold, like you made a square mold around the esrog. Now you have a square esrog. Halacha revite this puzzle. Gidlei b'tfus. You made up when it was young yet, you put a mold around the esrog. And v'yosa kimin beri acheris. And now it looks like some other type of a fruit. Like another berry. It doesn't look like an esrog anymore. It has a modern shape. It looks like a triangle. Looks like a square. Looks made look like something else. Halacha is puzzle. That's also a psul. That's not called pre-etzoder. Pre-etzoder means it has to be a nice fruit. And not the way, not this. Not to make it into a different type of a berry. Drashi kimin beri acheris she'ena doyma liyesrog. It doesn't look like an esrog klal. That's possible. So these are all different cases how you can have an esrog that's possible. Now, ketoni miyas, it said in this braisa tefuach. If the esrog blew up, if it's swelled up, or else seruach, it started to rot away. These are two things that the esrog is possible. Now, my lab doesn't the braisa mean like this tefuach mibachutz. It means the outside of the esrog blew up. Sometimes if rain, if water falls on it, it gets like a bubble on the outside, it blows up, that's no good. Trashi, my lav tefuach mibachutz. She nifchas v'nirka mibachutz. The outside of it started to blow up and started to run away. V'seruach, what does it mean, seruach, that it got fafoiled? It also ran away. Mibifnim, that's the solution that's inside. Trashi, seruach mibifnim. That means uklipasoy kayemis. But the outer shell is still kayim. You feel the esrog, it still feels like a nice esrog. Just the inside of it, the fruit part of it, got fulfilled, got right out of the way, it's like water. Kimin reya, shenish b'chok kiton. The same way you have like by a reya, by an animal, like we had before. If you have the lung of the animal, if the lung, the inside of the lung became fulfilled right out of the way, that became like water, we said it's ksher over there. But here we say now it's posel. Zechu, you have a ray here to our shayla. That was a shayla. Do we say, just like by an animal, if the ray of the lungs became water inside, still it's kosher, since the outside is kayim, and the pipes, the main pipes of the lungs, is no kayim. So maybe by an esrog also, even though the inside of the esrog turned into be watery, still it's kosher. Providing also the place where the seeds are, or the pack where the seeds are, that's still there. And here the Brisa says, not like that, here the Brisa says, tafuach means the outside blew up, but seruach means just the inside of the esrog alone became fafoiled, became watery. And still it says it's possible. So it's a raya that it's possible, even though by an animal it's kosher, by an esrog it's possible. So where it says, no, you have no raya from here. I tell you, edimivachutz. Both cases are talking about from the outside. That the esrog, something happened to the outside of the esrog. But like kasha, so what's the two lishanis then? What's the difference between tafuach and seruach? And the Gemara, for like kasha, ha de tafuach, afagav de loy sorach, ha de sorach, afagav de loy tafuach. Like two different cases. Both happened to the outside of the esrog. One case is just it blew up. More like a bubble came on the outside of the esrog. That's possible. Another case is the outside of the esrog was seruach, became fafoiled, started to rot away. So both of these things are no good. But only if it happens to the outside of the esrog. My shaken, if the outside of the esrog still looks nice, and it's only the inner part of the esrog that became fafoiled, that became watery, could be its kosher. Trashi loy, tapuach afagav de loy seruach. And seruach avagat le tafuach. Tafuach means blat gain shenoflu gishomim betolish. That water, rainwater, fell upon the esrog after it was picked off. The tafuach, and it blew up. Seruach, what a seruach means nirkaf, it started to rot away. Like two different things could happen to the esrog. First, maybe it starts to blow up a little bit the outside, and then a later stage happens, it starts to rot away. Lishnachrina, tafuach the other way. Tafuach means nirkaf, tafuach means it started to rot away. Seruach means reyach ra, started to smell bad. Machmas taloyim shechlu. Machmas the worms that went inside and started to eat it away, it doesn't smell so nice. So that's called seruach. But I call upon them, both of them happen to the outer portion, the outer klipa, the outside of the esrog. Then it doesn't look nice, it's not hodor, that's why it's possible. But it could be if it only happens to the inside of the esrog, but the outer shell, the outer layer of the esrog is kayim, it looks nice, maybe it could be its kosher. Omama, before we learned, esrog kushi posel. If you have a black esrog, it's posel. Black is posel. For the more of a tanya, we learned kushi kosher. We learned in the Braisa, no, if you have a black esrog, it's kosher. So it's a stira, is black kosher or not? Zumar says, doima lo kushi posel. I'll tell you, if it looks like a kushi, that's posel. Rashi, doima lo kushi means shagodu kan v'rehu shocher. Then it's posel. Shenidmu, it's not the right min of an esrog. Blat avukushi atzmoi haino tam de kosher diurchehu. If the esrog grows in kush, where all the fruits in kush grow black, then it's normal. There would be kosher. That's called a normal esrog. There all the fruits grow black. So if this esrog is black, it's also kosher. But if you have an esrog that grows here, where usually here the esrog can go nice and green and yellow, and now your esrog turns black, that's called a nidmet. Looks like some other min. Then it's possible. So that's how the Brice here says, kushi is possible, it means doimel kushi. Not that the esrog mamish came from kush, where there all the esrogim come black. That's the regular, there it's kosher. That's the min esrog. But it means the esrogim grew in a place that usually grows like we have our esrogim. They grow nice and yellow. But this one turned black, that's a simen possible, that's why it's possible. Omer Abaye says, ki tana nami masnisin. That the Mishnah says that kushi is possible, doimel kushi, it also means, not that the esrog was grown in kush, where they're all black there, but it was grown in a normal place, that's like in Eretz Yisrael, just there it turned to look like black, then it's possible. Yedayim l'kushi tinan. Rav Ram Rava says l'kasha, holon v'holuhu. It depends who it is. Rashi, holon v'holuhu. L'yer l'masnus masnisin kushi nami posel. No. Our Mishnah means even the esrog that comes from kush, that there in that place it's grown black, it's normal. If you take it to another place, though, that's what our Mishnah means, still it's possible. But like Kasha, Masnisin of Neretz Yisrael, Sherechoykim Neretz Kush. Our Mishnah that says that this possible is talking about, even though you have this black esrog that grew in Kush, but since they transported it now to bring it into Eretz Yisrael, the Yenim Regilim Behem, and in Eretz Yisrael nobody has black esrogim, that's why it's possible. Because in Neretz Yisrael you can't use a black esrog. since here the esregim grow nice and yellow, that's the min you have to use, and not a black one. Mashenka and Breisa, the Breisa that says the black esreg is kosher, is talking about Levnei Bavel, people living in Bavel, the Yidden in Bavel. Shekrevim LaKush, they live near this land called Kush. Or Regilim Behem, and in Kush, their rugel, it's usual to have a black esreg. Or Mikol Mokam, Begol Dukan, Vadem LaKushi, Nidmu Apostle. But Rav is also asking for what we said before. Avad, if you grow an esreg tree in Eretz Yisrael, and there the esreg turns black, Avad, if it's possible. But that's a nidme, it looks like another type of a fruit. Like our esregim here always look nice and green and yellow, not black. But Rav is saying the bigger chiddush though, that even though you have this esreg that grew in Kush, near Bavel, that there it's usual for it to grow black, it's only kosher there in Bavel or in Kush. Mashenkin, you bring it, Eretz Yisrael, where there the esregim are nice and yellow, you can't use a black esreg. So that's what Rav holds. But then we had, it says, esreg haboiser. You have a very small esrei, the size of a small bean. What's the bean? What's the locha? We have the Akiva, poisel, the chomer machshirim. The Akiva says, not called the pre yet, it's too small. It's not finished the pre, it's not called pre eitz odor. Chomer say yes, this is a type of an esrei, guy, it didn't grow fully. So what? Right now, the size of a pul halovin, a poisel, it has the same pre already. So that's the machlokes, at what time does the fruit get its name pre? When is it called a pre? So Amar Rabbi says, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon are Mudavar Echad. You know, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon both say the same thing. Rabbi Akiva had the Amorin. Rabbi Akiva that we said right here. That Rabbi Akiva says what? It's possible. In other words, it's not called a pre until it gets bigger. A size of a habayser is not called a pre yet. Yeah. What? Bais is a small grape, very small grape. Rashi is the size of a bean. But when the grapes first start to bud, a very small grape. That's first. Unless it's a sign of a white bean. So here also, if you have the esrei when it's very small, shallow, what point does it have the shame pre? So Reb Kiva says it's not called the pre yet. Chum say yes, even a small size of that still is called kosher. Now the Gemara says, you know, Reb Kiva, that says this sheet, it's not called the fruit yet, and Reb Shimon both say the same thing. So Gemara says, Reb Kiva had the Amorin. Reb Kiva is what we just said. Reb Shimon Mahi, where's Reb Shimon's Alocha? What does Reb Shimon say about a small fruit? Titania. Rabbi Shimon Poiter Esras Roigim Bekoitnon. Rabbi Shimon says, if you have a small esrig, it's part of giving off Meiser. You don't have to take off Trumas and Meiseris from a small esrig. So why not? Because it's not called a pre. Because Rabbi Shimon also holds the same Shita. When is something called a fruit that has a lochis of Trumas and Meiseris? When it's bigger, when it's edible already. Mashiach can hear that it's so small, it's not edible yet, it's not called a pre. Trashi. Rabbi Kiva, the Yama, the Yad, Gemah, Bishul, until it's fully ripe, Lehevi Yesrig, it's not called an Esrig. It's not called a pre. Rabbi Shimon, Armu Dov Rechid. Rabbi Shimon also says the same thing. What's Rabbi Shimon's halacha? Poiter Esrig, Esrig, and Bekoitnan. Minam Esrig. He holds when the Esrig is so small, you should know it's pot, you don't have to give off Shumas and Esrig. It's not called a fruit yet. So now they both hold the same sheet, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. When is the fruit called a fruit? When it's edible. When it's Gemah, Bishul, when it's ripe, you can eat it. Before it's ripe, it's not called a fruit. It has no chiyuv trumas and isis, and here you can't use it for an esrog. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, no, maybe they're not totally zeh b'zeh. Dilmalohi, maybe it's not like you're saying. I'll tell you, one does not hold from the other. I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon Shita that it says it's potter from Eiser, and Rabbi Kiva says it's potter from esrog. There are two different halachas. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Kiva hocha. When does Rabbi Kiva say you can't use a small esrog for the mitzvah's esrog? Why dibin and hodor? Because the pasuk says pre eitz hodor, you have to have a nice esrog. A small esrog so small is not nice. That's why it's no good. Veleka, it's not called a nice pre. And maybe a fruit is called, it's called a pre already, but it's not called a nice fruit. Avol hosom, but over there nageh to the chi of meisa trumas and meisris rabbanon sviulei. Maybe Rabbi Kiva also was like rabbanon shita that as soon as the pre, the fruit comes the size of a beiser, a small fruit, it's called a pre already, even though it's not edible. So what? A pre is called as soon as it looks like a small fruit. So maybe Rabbi Kiva is moider from Eisrith Yechayim. Rabbi Kiva only argues here by an esrig, because there's a new halacha of pre eitz hodor. Inami, maybe I'll tell you just the opposite way also. Inami ad kad lo kam Rabbi Shimon Hossam. When does Rabbi Shimon say you potter from trumas and Eisrith by a small fruit? Elo dechsir, because the pasuk says, aser ta aser is called tfu azarecha. You have to give trumas and Eisrith from all tfuas, anything that grows, darecha, that has seeds in it. Now, we dashin, kiderech shebnayodim moitzim lizriya. It has to be a fruit that's finished already, the way people take it out to plant it. And sometimes if you want to plant, you take a finished fruit and put it into the ground, and it starts growing again. So that's why, by Meiser, he says the esrog, or the fruits, have to be complete. Has to be finished that people will eat it. But less than that, it's not called tfuah zarecha. Aval hocha mashenken by esrog. The Torah doesn't say tfuah zarecha. Torah just says pri. Maybe karabon and svirulei. Maybe it's also maslan, the rabbanon over here. So when is it called a pri? A pri is called as soon as it looks like a pri. No matter how small it is, if you could tell it looks like an esrog, that's called a pri. Even though it's not edible, so what? The pri is called. That he says, you put it from Meiser, by Meiser there's a new halacha of tfuah zarecha. So Rashi says like this. Shebnei yodam moitzin lizriya. Pri ha'osu l'tzameach. Sometimes you have fruits that you use at the plant to make other things grow from it. You only have that that's completely ripe. A fruit that's completely ripe, that's when you plant it. Because even the Rabbanon only argue by Esrog to say the Chayiv. El Tapuchim. These two things, Esrog and an apple. So Gesarva, the Rabbanon say, that at the beginning it's edible, at the end it's edible. Because it's not no perakam sechta maestris. Something that is edible when it's young, even though you let it grow bigger to have more teeth, but since it's edible right now, it's chayiv. Let's say a fruit that right now is not edible at all, but first later it becomes edible, then you only chayiv until it becomes edible. Mashenka, the Rabbanim say, but an esrog and an apple, these two fruits are edible even when they're very young. So that's why they say Yechayiv. O Polig Reb Shimon Alayu, where Shimon argues desrogim by an esrog. Why? O Moide Batapuchim. Hey, by an apple, he's Moide, it's Chayiv and Maisris, when it's very small. Only by an esrog does Reb Shimon argue on the Rabbanim. Tik Sov, because Reb Shimon holds, Kiderosh Shebin Yodim Moitzi and Lizriya. The way people take out this fruit to plant it, that's the way it has to be to have its chiyuv trumas ha'maisus. Now, the esroigim ketanim, if you have small esroigim, she'enoitim, if you plant them, einim tzaymchim, they're not going to grow yet. So therefore, nobody takes a small esrog to plant it. You have to wait till it's a big esrog to plant it. So therefore, if the chiyuv maiser is totally in tfuah zarecha, when you plant it, that's where Rabbi Shimon says a small esrog is potter from maiser. Ma'ashen kein, Avo tapuchim, but by apples, kimle Reb Shimon is moida, the afal pish le bishlo kol sarkan, even though it's not ripe, completely ripe, same chon. Still people plant it the way it is right now when it grows. Avo tap, yeah. Ove kaitnon, kitanim. Afilo batapuchim vada, kol sarkan, same chon. Ove katne kitanim. Afilo batapuchim vada pola goyove, ve taima mishum moitzian lizrihu. If it's very, very small, then it's no good, then nobody does it. So the kids have some Shimon swear over here. By Meisel, it has to be a fruit that's edible to go and plant it. So merely holds a small esrog, people don't go take it out and plant it. That's why you put it for Trumas and Meisels. Ma'ashenken, for the mitzvah of esrog, maybe it's murdered to the Rabbanan Shita. A pri is called, it's called a fruit. It's only a sermon by Meisel, you don't plant it. That's why you put it for Meisel. Therefore, one is not totally zeb, is there? And the Gemara says, Vesula midi, I don't bother me anymore. There's nothing to talk about. That's it. That these two machlekes are not totally zeb, is there? Rabbi